This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, KMUW theater commentator Sanda Moore Coleman looks at a well-known upcoming production that had a curious path to its existence.
Rollicking is probably not the first word that springs to mind when you think about opera, but The Pirates of Penzance is just such a lighthearted affair, with happy pirates, a love-struck couple, and a leap year birthday that set the story in motion. This comic opera was the only Gilbert and Sullivan opera to officially premiere in the United States. It was an attempt to prevent the loss of artistic control as well as profits. America did not have copyright laws for foreigners yet, and as a result, a number of unauthorized productions of HMS Pinafore were produced, with no royalties paid to Gilbert and Sullivan, and with frequent alterations to the book. The Pirates of Penzance made its debut on stage at New York City's Fifth Avenue Theater on the last day of December 1879, and it was received with open arms by audiences and critics alike. It is entirely possible that you have never seen a production of this opera, yet are still familiar with one of its most enduringly popular and most parodied numbers, the Major General's Song. Everyone from Tom Lehrer to the cartoon Animaniacs and even Doctor Who have had a go at the tune. You can hear it live and in its original form on May 20th and 21st when the Wichita Grand Opera performs The Pirates of Penzance at Bradley Fair. It's a family-friendly show, and it includes an option to dine on the patio. For KMUW, this is Sanda Moore Coleman.
And surprises I'm aware yet, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know all of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy, you'll see a better Major General as never sat and
see a better Major General as never sat and see a better Major General as never sat and
for my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventurous, only brought down to the beginning of the century. But silly man is vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern Major General.
Silly man is vegetable, animal, and mineral.